You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Just finished up with Daniel House talking about the NCAA tournament, and that brings me to this. Because it is that time again, ESPN 975's third annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade, supported by New Break, Seaforce Water, and Dr. Linville with Hair Specialist Houston. Well, guys might want to get in. It begins tomorrow. We'll be giving prizes to 97.5 winners, and it's all free to register. Prizes include a custom Texas mattress maker's mattress, gift cards to Quick Quack Car Wash, Pitch 25, Heights Beer Garden, Holman Draft Hall, and many more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. Deadline is this Friday at noon. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. Bubbly, bold, packed with lemonade flavor.
Jump in. Bracket.
Let's go.
My sons are all filling out their brackets against each other. They all think they know the most. None of them have even watched one. I don't know that any of them have watched. My son Alec has watched a little bit of college basketball, but.
As long as
one thing I found is they're all experts.
Yeah. You know? As long as they read box scores, they're fine.
They don't do that. They just look at Instagram lists, top 10 most overrated teams in a tournament, stuff like that.
That's it.
That's how they argue. List. They follow list sites off of Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's how they make their arguments.
Okay. Back to the headline from this morning. Deshaun Watson, there is an allegation of some kind of sexual impropriety with a masseuse. There is a lawsuit that has been filed by Tony Busby. He says he's a Marine, so he's not scared.
Whatever. You can't intimidate him.
Man, I mean, Tony, I'm a Marine. I can't be. Stop. Whatever. If Deshaun did it, if there was some improprieties, inappropriateness, why are you clapping?
I was just. It's not about Deshaun. I was just reading something, and I didn't know my mic was on.
Your mic was on.
Well, it wasn't about Deshaun.
Oh, I thought you were clapping for this lawsuit.
No, not at all.
Okay. So if in fact, you know what? Let's find the truth out. Or maybe the truth is somewhere in the middle. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, Deshaun has an allegation against him. He vehemently denies it. He says it's a money grab. And so that's where we are. What does that mean for our Houston Texans? Well, I would imagine they had a heads up that this was coming down the pipe. Is it Pike or is it coming down the pipe?
The pipe, right?
Is it? I don't know. Whatever the case may be, they might have known about this. Hey, let's grab Tyrod Taylor, $6 million deal that can turn into $12.5 million if he plays. If he doesn't play, we got a backup for $6 million. Not so bad. That's what the going rate is in a lot of cases now, especially for a guy that can move in and start for you. We saw him do that until a doctor punctured his lung. We've seen him play before. He's a good alternative. He's a good Band-Aid for a year. And so the Texans put themselves in a decent situation. Should Deshaun not be there for whatever reason, be either via trade or because Deshaun, if anything happens because of this lawsuit, investigation by the NFL, suspension, whatever the case may be, or Deshaun just decides he's not going to play football for the Houston Texans, you've got Tyrod Taylor. I think it was I liked it. I said Dell and I were going through the list the other day, and I said that's going to be Tyrod Taylor. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, they need a backup. Look, if Deshaun ends up playing somehow for the Texans, then Tyrod Taylor's contract will revert to a backup.
Yeah,
price
$6 million.
If he ends up starting, it's going to revert to a low end starter. So. It's not a bad, I mean, it's an understandable contract. I don't think you're going to be very good with Tyrod Taylor, but it doesn't really matter. As far as the Deshaun thing is concerned, we do have to find out, get more information. I don't think the Texans benefit. I keep hearing this and seeing this, that somehow the Texans are responsible for their smear campaign. I don't see how this benefits them. Like, people haven't told me, you have to do more than you just say it's going to make, like, is this House of Cards where the Texans are paying? So are you saying the Texans are somehow involved in paying a woman to make a claim so that you can smear him?
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't. I don't understand how it.
That's ridiculous.
I don't understand how it makes any sense for the Texans. It's if you want him to be a Houston Texan.
He just lowered his value.
You one of two things. either you hurt his value as a face of the franchise for your own team, or you hurt your own value and potential for moving him. It doesn't benefit them in either way. This idea that, well, we're just going to, you know, make him look bad. Well, but that you're going to, somebody's going to have to tell me the value, the end game.
No, there's no value there. There's no value there. Just besmirching his name, making him less valuable on the open market, and making him
having teams play hardball against
making you, if he stays here, the face of your franchise have a sexual assault accusation against him. None of that. None of it makes sense. None of it. If you want him here, you don't want that. And if you don't want him here, you don't want him. You don't want that. There's no positive for the Houston Texans in this deal. None.
But here's the thing. Because it's Tony Busby, everyone's like, oh. I will say, this is my own personal opinion. From a credibility standpoint, in terms of the general public's, maybe the court of public opinion, Busby was not the guy to take that on. You know what I mean? It comes from Tony Busby. Well, the court of public opinion will not be in your favor immediately because it's Tony Busby.
Well, let's just take a look at Tony Busby. I am extremely proud. It's about too many times women. It's about him. He's a Marine. My dad was a butcher. My mom drove a school. This is all about Tony Busby. Tony Busby. You filed suit plaintiff.
I want you to read the whole thing because it is about Tony Busby.
It's all about
showing that I'm
Tony
a common,
Busby made it about Tony Busby.
I'm a common man. Look at me. I come from common. It doesn't make any, it doesn't flow like somebody making an accusation like that. It would be short and concise.
It's about the plaintiff. Tony Busby's this is all about me. I'm a Marine.
Is Tony Busby, excluding all the eccentricities, is he competent at what he does?
I think so, yeah.
He is, yeah. So I don't know if he's doing a galaxy brain thing or he just needed to get off something on Instagram. But if you are the plaintiff in this case, I would want it to be all about Tony Busby until we get into court.
Well, I don't
want attention on me at all.
Well, because you will out that what she is
her name shouldn't come out.
She'll get doxxed.
Well,
she'll
knows?
Get everything. Well, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, no. But here's the deal is that this is Tony Busby's MO. This is about me. Now there is something to this. The bigger the lawyer, the bigger the name, the Rusty Hardens, the Dick DeGarens, they bring some weight into a courtroom. They sway juries. They do this. Tony Busby, you ain't.
That's why I asked, because it seems like a lot of nonsense, but if he's actually good at what he does and wants, because the court of public opinion is one thing, but if it's, I don't know if it'll be a judge or a jury, but once we get into the settlement phase, if there is one, or even the trial phase, as long as he's good at what he's doing, if I'm a plaintiff, talk about Tony Busby.
Yeah.
You guys take your shots, because yesterday, as I was just going through the quote tweet, because I think Benjamin Albright tweeted the Instagram posting, and then people quote tweeted, oh, this guy's a clown. Oh, they're smearing Deshaun Watson. No mention of the woman, not that we know her name. I would just like, hey, Tony, take all the bullets. Take all the arrows. I wouldn't want any of that on me because you know if her name ever comes out, she's going to deal with a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Women have always dealt with a lot in that situation, but listen, social media, it's even worse.
Yeah. Tony Busby ain't deflecting for his plaintiff. Tony Busby is just branding Tony Busby.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting
he is. I'm a Marine.
But I would appreciate him continuing on that path if I was the plaintiff. Hey, talk about Tony Busby. Leave me.
Yeah,
don't talk about
me.
Yeah,
I get that. But if you read the whole thing, it does come off like this is a weird statement to make. A, that it's this long of a Facebook post. I check out. If you get a Facebook post that long, I 100% don't want to read it. I don't care what it's about. Usually it's about something political. It might be about a family member who has passed away. Sometimes they can... You know, and that's much more respect. It was so weird to read. So many people believe they can get away with so much, and the little man, and I came from a butcher, and you're right. I don't know. I didn't really think about the fact that he was really making it a lot about him.
It's all about him.
Now, look.
That's what Tony Busby does.
Now, not really. He's fairly low-key. I mean, that one.
Yeah, what are you talking
one
about?
Time he had a tank in his front yard in River Oaks.
Well, what about the woman that tore all the paintings off of his walls?
That's just.
Or when he was out front of the Get Kevin Sumlin Out of Here campaign. What are you talking about? That dude's low profile.
Yeah. What about when you know, he ran for mayor?
When he had the big Christmas party?
Oh, he did
party?
That too, didn't he?
Yeah. Isn't he the one that had Snoop Dogg at his Christmas party?
Yeah, he Tony performing? Busby is that dude when it comes to attention.
You know, I was going to play with him one time in a smattering. Yeah. Swear to God, you know, I did, I'm also an actor.
No, you're not.
It's one of the things I
am. You get paid to do it?
Numbers guy and an actor?
Numbers guy, plumber, actor, handyman, barbecuer,
you're not a handyman.
Analyst.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Did you get paid to do this acting?
Yeah, actually, no, this is what we did it for. We did it for teachers. We raised money for teachers.
Oh, okay.
You're an unpaid intern as an actor?
Yeah. The smattering is.
You got exploited.
No, it's fun. We go at 8 in the morning. We get we find out who we're going to act with, our 4 or 5 person group.
Sounds
we give
terrible.
Our script, and then we do 2 performances that same night. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
That sounds terrible.
You know what else is fun?
And Tony was in there. He was one of the people in the group. He didn't really talk to, like.
He did no, he was too good to talk
he
to.
Was, he was a little.
You're the unwashed.
He's a little bit standoffish, if I'm being honest.
No.
You're one of the poor. He's not talking to you.
Yeah. You know what's fun is insurance.
Said not many people ever. You know when it's even less fun? When you're dealing with an insurance company that won't. Take care of you. You're dealing with one of those B-minus companies, discount companies. I'm going to give you discounted rates, but an A-rated company. And I do that through TGS Insurance. When you text the word money to 232323, there couldn't be an easier way to get a quote. And not enough times do people shop prices when it comes to homeowners insurance. It just doesn't happen enough. You stay with that, you bundle with auto, and you get all these great quote-unquote discounts and special rates. But when you really start to shop around, you find out, wait a minute. And I found this out the hard way. It took me a long time to find out auto and home. You shop around and you start saving money. And that's what TGS can do for you. You text the word money to 232323. And their average savings right now is right at about $900 for your homeowner's insurance. But your auto insurance, you know, they'll take care of that for you as well. If they need to, they can help you out on that front. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FM. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 918 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Greg Paulus is a coach now. Did you know that?
At Niagara.
He is the coach at Niagara. Niagara Purple Eagles men's basketball team. Hell of an athlete, though. You brought up Greg Paulus.
Yeah, when he was getting his brains beat in as a Syracuse quarterback, I was like, huh, okay, that's interesting.
Huh. That's what you were saying?
Yeah. I think he wound up like 13 touchdowns, 14 picks, something like that.
Well, he was a lot like his brother, Ron.
Well, it's not his brother. Their last names aren't spelled the same.
Well, that doesn't matter. You don't have to have the same spelling.
You don't have the same last name to be brothers, but you believe they're brothers because Paulus.
Yeah.
But they're not even spelled the same, that's incorrect.
That's exactly what I believe. Okay. Doesn't mean it has to be true.
Well, it's wrong. I'm telling you, it's not.
Well, it doesn't matter. Ron Paulus was a huge, huge recruit for Notre Dame and didn't really work out.
Beno Cook put ridiculous expectations on him,
and it didn't work. Three Heisman trophies. He'll win 3 Heisman trophies.
14 people remember him.
He wanted the great quarterbacks to ever play the game. And then it was the Birdman. Who was the one that Mel Kiper tried to pump up because he was friends with his agent? Remember?
What position did he play?
Quarterback.
For Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Another Notre Dame quarterback?
Yeah. You mean Brady Quinn?
No. Who was the other Notre Dame quarterback that he was pumping up?
Jimmy Clausen?
Jimmy
Oh, yeah, yes.
Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah. With the hair. Yep.
Yeah, he looked like a bird.
He rolled up in, was it a limo or a stretch Hummer for his announcement? He rolled up to his commitment date in a very extravagant car.
Who doesn't?
Well, some people just go to the high school gym and make an announcement.
Some people.
He said he would retire.
The poors, yes.
So Mel Kiper back in 2010 made the comment. Remember when Mel Kiper said he'd retire if Jimmy Clausen wasn't a successful quarterback by 2018? Mel said that on... He and Todd McShay got in a fight. This is back when they used to fight a lot. Kiper and McShay. Kiper had Clausen ranked as the fourth best prospect in the entire class. Apparently, there's a concern about Mel and maybe, you know, being in bed with his agent Gary Wickard, which I think might have been the case. I stay away from that. Like, I get agents tell me all the time. I have friends who are agents. I'm friends with some of them, but you know, I'm just not going to get involved with any kind of and it's not kickbacks or anything like that, just where guys try to convince me that their players are better than they are. I've got my own opinions, and if I don't, now I will readily recognize I've been wrong on guys before, but I'll readily recognize if I don't like a guy but the rest of the league does, that's fine, or a team does, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I never want to get involved in something where I have an agent's back where I'm just trying to help them and push a narrative that helps him and that I don't believe is true. Never do I want to be involved with that. But Kiper dug in further. Clausen was picked in the 48th. Okay, so if Jimmy Clausen is not a successful quarterback in the NFL, I'm done. That's it. I'm out. Todd McShay said, what is your time frame, Mel? What is your time frame? When do we make that assessment? I want 8 years. It will only take 3 years, Mel. We can tell inside of 3 years. I want eight. Is what Mel said. Well, guess what? Todd was right on that one, because it took 3 years to know Jimmy Clausen was not the guy. Look how quick it. I mean, it. You a lot of times, you look at. Stidham was a fourth round pick. When was your guy Will Greer was like third? No chance. Already, you know, there's no chance for this guy. It's a
my guy. Why
yeah, you heard him. Your guy.
My guy.
Number two, Jimmy Clausen, second round. No chance. Like, you fight. It's some of these guys you know right away, especially when they're in good opportunities. Like, Will Greer had a shot.
Had an
actual opportunity. Jared Stidham had an opportunity.
Oh, my gosh.
If they try to bail on you, that means you're done.
Yeah.
Dwayne Haskins, it took a year and a half. And he's like, well, I guess we're done with this.
Pick.
And Ron Rivera came out the other day. Josh Rosen.
1 year.
It took less than a game for them to be done with him. Mm-hmm. And then you had Ron Rivera the other day saying, the guy just didn't. Sometimes he put work in and other times just didn't put work in. He said that about Haskins. You know, it is a tricky thing, no matter what a guy does in college. And this really goes for life. Think about yourself here. Don't just think about a quarterback or an athlete. When you go from one way of life that's more structured, you have school commitments, you have team commitments, there is typically the head coach is a much more powerful person in collegiate football. Then you go to the pros, and this is why the pros always ask themselves about every prospect, what will this player do with more time on his hands and more money? And sometimes that can take, if a guy's a little sketchy, but he's had a good background, but you know there's enough there to say, I could see this guy, if he's got all this time on his hands, meaning will he put the time in to work? Will he put the time on Friday nights, on Thursday nights, if he's got all this money and all this access and all this opportunity, is he mature enough to handle it? You have to ask yourself this question now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact is, I would have hated to see John Granato come out early as a junior from Knox College, get drafted in the first round.
I was in Europe. I couldn't be bothered.
Have John Granato. But if you were now, and everyone said the hot new option quarterback that everyone wants.
I'm partying in Europe. I'm good.
But you could have partied here with first round money.
Yeah, I didn't want money. I wanted to be in Europe and
you could have had.
Night.
Have you not seen any of Deshaun's posts? You could have been on a camel. You could have been traveling to where. Have you not seen the players?
I was on a camel.
But you could have done it with a first round.
Yeah, and back when you came out, you wouldn't have been expected to start, so you could have been.
Well, not only that, it was unlimited money for first round picks. There was no slotting.
You wouldn't have to work. You would have had money. You could have been the same. What word can I use that won't get me fined? You could have been the same miscreant that you were back then, and no one would have paid attention. Oh, what's John? Oh, you would have been the Johnny Manziel. you definitely would have been Johnny
Manziel.
Manziel. You'd have been out
more, Joe Namath.
Really? You would have won a Super Bowl?
No. Yeah. No, don't go that far. No,
probably.
I think you would have been No. You definitely would have been Namath.
He would have been out of the league in four
years.
You
were more of a problem maker than a troublemaker.
I was more Manziel than anything.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He'd been out of
Manziel
the league.
Manziel is probably cut, is there another? Dead on.
Would you have been Leaf? No, you're not Leaf.
No.
Well, Leaf has
I would have just...
Knock it off, all right?
I would have partied my way out of the league like Johnny.
Yeah, he would have been Johnny. He wouldn't have showed up for film. There's no chance.
You would have been that bad?
Yes.
Oh, worse.
You would not have been worse than Johnny.
Yes, he would have.
I did that anyway.
With money now?
Yeah, and now I had money.
And Johnny grew up with money, and it still corrupted him.
I did that. Hey, you know what?
And if you gave Johnny...
to this day. What do you mean?
Hold on. He did get kicked out of Chicago.
Yes.
He admitted it, Dell.
I know. Johnny grew up with money, and it still got
to him. Johnny got kicked out of Chicago.
John got a first-round check.
Can you tell us why you got kicked out of Chicago?
No, he won't do it.
Nope.
John's the son of a bar owner. He didn't have a lot of money. If they handed him first-round check money, forget about it. It's over.
Are you kidding?
That's what I said. That's what I meant. I would have,
you know what? Would have rented houses like today's athlete, destroyed them, and left.
So many stories. I would have
left behind so much destruction.
You'd have lost money trying to bury stories. Hey, Berman, how much is it going to take for you not to talk about this?
Oh, no. I wouldn't care if they talked. So
that's
what?
True. You already got your checks. As long as the guaranteed money was in, whatever.
This is not far off. Dude, why not? I can't tell.
You can't tell the story.
No, when I was...
You can't tell it, or can you?
We were state champs, and I was a defensive back my junior year. We were state champs my junior year. Senior year, I was a quarterback. We were undefeated, rolling through. There was a story in the Chicago Sun-Times that started out what a troublemaker I was, how I missed classes, how I partied. But...
Wait, you were in that? They said that about you?
Yes, but... He's what makes the Vikings offense go.
And I swear, and I will go to the
first two paragraphs were what a ship bag. A ship bag I was. I said ship bag.
Okay.
So I said ship. What a miscreant I was. And then the rest of the article was, you know, how good we were.
People this think is why I care about character red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the John Granados out there. It's also why a guy like John Dorsey would say, listen, I think our building can handle Granado. We got enough leaders in here.
Been wrong.
Yeah. We'll put a good, we'll get a good veteran with Granado. We can handle. We can take care of him. You would have been a Chief.
Oh yeah, no
or
question.
A Brown.
My
mom, she cut out the first two paragraphs.
Oh, yeah, you can't have that around. People think I'm joking when I go, if John played at Georgia during Mark Richt's time, he would always get suspended the first game for conduct detrimental.
Oh, yeah. That's but Johnny, against Rice, I'd have missed the first half.
Yeah, well, and you wouldn't have been for, like, signing autographs. Didn't like,
No.
Missed practice because he was drunk.
Yeah. I missed one preseason camp, entire camp, because I got busted for, I was 16 and I had a car full of beer. Got busted.
Oh, my
God. So they said you're suspended for the
first. They got at least discipline you for something.
All right.
But game one, were you starting?
I was back on the team.
Of course. That's how you do it.
Yeah. 928 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk a little about my friend Jeff Aronoff at Absolute Marble and Granite. I'm telling you, he is a friend, and he's a great guy, and you are going to love Jeff Aronoff, but you're going to love more what he does for you. What he did for me was he turned my backyard into an outdoor kitchen, which helped us sell the house. It was a big plus. You know, we had a couple of grills. We had the Traeger, and we had the gas grill as well. And Jeff Aronoff was able to build the countertop with the two, perfectly fit, wonderful. I would imagine that the people who bought the house to this day, that outdoor kitchen is the same. He put in cabinets, a place for fridge, all of this stuff. And it was done in timely fashion. It was wonderful, and we couldn't have been happier with our outdoor kitchen. And the fact of the matter is that this is what he'll do for you as well. He will be able to help you pick out all the stuff because you don't know what to pick out. And now how good it is, the how nice everything is, and how nice he can make your backyard, you're going to add to the value of your home or your business. This is what you need to do. Call him, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, the Texans making moves out there, people. I know they're really free. They're phase two. This is what you get at the end of free agency instead of the beginning usually. But this is what you get now. This is your Houston Texans just trying to man players who can actually somewhat be on the field sometimes or something for a year or two.
Guys who won't completely embarrass themselves?
Yeah, as opposed to last year's team. I just don't get. I mean, you just brought in Terrence Mitchell. Why did you sign Vernon Hargraves?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
You could start Mitchell, who has done that, and he did it a lot last year with Bradley Roby. It's not the best cornerback duo, but it's fine.
No.
Why is Hargraves?
Mitchell and Roby are actually professional level corners.
Yeah, they're guys who could be on multiple rosters.
Yes.
Vernon Hargraves feels like one who wouldn't
be. No, he's on no roster.
Yeah, so why is he here? I mean, why did you bring him back?
Vernon Hargraves is on no. Phillip Gaines is on no rosters. I mean, this is last chance Texans.
Yeah, certainly not the start of season. These guys would be like who you pull off the scrap heap when you have multiple injuries to your cornerbacks. Yes. You need a guy just to get through a game. I'm not sure why they're entering the season with Vernon Hargraves.
Nothing wrong, but he can't run. I mean, if you watch film last year and you guys pulling away from him, you're like, wow. And this is, I mean, you brought that back. Why? When you go out and get a Terrence Mitchell, go fill in with undrafted free agents or something. I mean, you'll find or fourth or fifth rounders.
Yeah, the Dolphins just signed Justin Coleman for at most, it's a 1 year and at most $2.75 million. What did the Texans give Vernon Hargraves to come back? Justin Coleman is a legit backup slot corner. What is Vernon Hargraves getting to sign?
I forget his deal, but.
But I didn't see the numbers on it, but it can't be huge. Well, it's obviously not huge. I think it's a one-year deal.
1 year, whatever it is. Del, what did you think? Why Jacoby Brissett?
Well, you need they didn't have a backup quarterback, and they're not paying him very much. So it's kind of similar to the Tyrod deal, where it's a guy who has played and won't embarrass you, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's we see Ryan Fitzpatrick getting near, like below average starter money to get a chance to play in Washington. The Dolphins didn't want to give a backup that type of money.
Do you foresee him on the field?
Well, that was Ben Volin's tweet. He works for the Boston Globe, and Dolphin fans feel like he has a bit of a hard on for Tua. He's like always taking shots, and like he tweeted, the Dolphins have signed Jacoby Brissett he said the deal wasn't great, but there's a real shot he can see the field. And the Dolphin fans are like, you son of a bitch. He's been taking shots at Tua all year. He could if Tua gets hurt, sure. Tua has been hurt before, so yeah. But you want a guy, if you have playoff aspirations, to be competent for a game or two. And that's what Brissett can be. I don't mind the deal.
I got no problem with that move. Vernon Hargraves, last year, his deal was $1.325, 1 year. I would guess if he got a 1 year, 2.5.
There's nowhere that information, even SpotTrack doesn't have Vernon Hargraves money. So we don't know what he signed for. It can't be. It's got to be league minimum.
It could be higher than that. It's not going to be a lot. It's not going to be a lot. No. It's not. They're not going to do that. Yeah. They know what they have with him. He's a spot. He's a place filler. That's it.
Yeah.
It was weird. The numbers still aren't up yet. This deal has been out for a while, since March 12th. We still don't see any numbers for it. Look. Aaron Wilson reported it on the 12th.
Busby also slept outside one night downtown during the winter storm, I assume for publicity, says Gil. I didn't know that. I didn't have power, so I wouldn't know. But Busby slept outside to do what is that for?
For publicity's sake. I don't know why for publicity's sake. What? I can do. I'm a Marine. Stop. But your mom is a school bus. Who? Your dad is a butch. What does that have to do with whether or not Deshaun Watson had inappropriately assaulted this woman.
Nothing. I mean,
I guess it's a way. He's trying to be Rusty Harden.
He said he did it to raise awareness for the homeless community who's suffering. That's why I slept outside. Hey, look, these are awful conditions for them right now. We need to help. That's what he said. Was the reasoning for it. And then he went back to the Four Seasons. No, he did. That's
what it says?
Yeah, he did. I didn't make that joke. He did actually go back and sleep in the Four Seasons. But he said he wanted to do it to just say, hey, look, there's a problem with the homeless community here. We need help for them.
Jackie is just so stupid. I mean, trying to argue with girls is really difficult. It's really difficult.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Yeah, Jackie. I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way. Just so you know, Jackie.
And just for anyone tuning in, this is not John's normal misogyny. Jackie's a man.
Oh, no. What do you mean my normal? I don't have normal misogyny.
I just felt like throwing it in there. This is actually a man, just in case.
Yeah.
Anybody who's new.
I don't know what.
It is a girl's name.
It is a girl's name, and I don't know how he identifies himself.
Well, I should take that back. I don't know how Jackie identifies.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you know what? Go to I'm gonna tag this with you, and we'll see. I gotta see if you're gonna have to listen to it, Dell. I'm gonna tag you on Twitter here, but Big Dobbs sent something where Ed Reed is on with Master. I just know him as Master Tez. Is it Tezfatsian? It's with Bleacher Report, and he starts talking about the Houston way. Now, remember, that's what Gary Kubiak, and then eventually it became, it was Gary Kubiak, Rick Smith, and then it became, it was Bob McNair, Rick Smith, Gary Kubiak. It became Wade Phillips at one point. So that's before it was even Jack Easterby. I had nothing to do with it. But he said, go to the 39th minute of that, Dell, and you find out about the Texans' way. He said, pretty relevant to Houston's current situation. So check that out, and we may be able to play Coach Ed Reed and what he had to say.
The 39th minute?
39th minute of it, yeah. He said, check that out, and it's about the Houston way. I know what the Houston way is now. Bible verses in your Twitter. If it's not one of the first, if it's not in your bio, a pinned tweet, or one of your first three.
Why can't we have a team that believes in God, Lance? Oh, I guess.
Why can't you, why can't you bring in anybody who just has regular Twitter?
What, regular Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, ungodly Twitter? Okay.
No, I don't mean, you don't have
you want Cardi B on a stripper pole on your Twitter. Okay.
I didn't say you
That's what you want.
You can
I guess you have a different
opinion. How about just Twitter where you say,
how people should act? Okay.
What about just regular athlete Twitter where you just say, struggles don't define me and you can't feel me? Or just something like that, you know, and then they get 6,700
rap
likes.
Lyrics. Okay.
No, it's not even a rap lyric. You just make a statement of purpose, and it's just like, nobody knows what I've been through and nobody will go what I go through. Like, you just say that and then, you know, the likes, and then other guys who are teammates of yours or people around the league will just say, you know, they'll do a 100 emoji, or that's real. You just do something like that. Just regular Twitter. Or maybe you have a tweet about LeBron James dunking on somebody, and that's it. Or
that's what you want? I'd rather have verses. I'd rather have Bible.
Or there's a Megan the Stallion.
Oh, that's what you want?
You see Megan, and you can just, you retweet it, and
twerking?
Yeah, I mean, just some regular Twitter.
Not even
Twitter.
Covered up her whole booty? Okay.
Regular Twitter. Not everything doesn't have to be a psalm.
No, everything could be a psalm. Why not?
For one, makes two, three players, place. Not makes, everybody you bring in.
It makes the world a better place.
Can you know what? That's, you know what? I'm on board. As long as it makes you cover and get open, separate, get guys blocked.
Oh, the defensive backs
guys
are separating.
Tackles.
They're separating just fine.
No, I don't want defensive back separation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be more specific.
Yeah, that's not the good kind.
Oh. Be more specific then about what you want. You can't have everything you want, Lance. That's all. Okay? That's all. Listen, I got everything I want. Me and Dylan Thompson, we got what we want. We got guys who can play. And did you not say that they're upgrading the roster? Yeah. And, oh, by the way.
Yeah, but everything doesn't have to be from 40 on.
God-fearing better players. Thank you.
So, those who don't know what Dylan Thompson means, Dylan Thompson's their new character coach. He is a Jack guy. He's a really, really into Jack Easterby. Most of us are. And while John was out, he was hired. Dell was sitting right where you are, and he goes, huh. So what is it, Dell? He goes, well, Dell, you can say what you found.
Yeah, I just went to Dylan Thompson's Twitter, and the only person in my circle, and by that, just I don't follow a lot of people, but combined followers or following, the only person in the circle who had anything to do with Dylan Thompson was John Granato. He was following Dylan Thompson for whatever reason.
Because I'd seen a tweet by Dylan Thompson, and I thought it was inspirational, so I followed him.
Oh. You didn't even know you were following him when we asked you.
No, I didn't.
So what prompted him to do that?
That's what happened. I saw a tweet by him, and I said, Dylan Thompson, I remember him, Kansas State quarterback.
I immediately thought, this guy is a sleeper cell.
No, it's not the same thing.
No, who was the Thompson that was
It was Skylar Thompson.
Skylar Thompson.
Kansas.
I immediately thought you were a Jack sleeper cell.
I thought I was following Skylar Thompson.
Oh, wrong.
Damn it.
Never mind.
Unfollow.
And I did listen to the Ed Reed thing. No cursing from Coach Reed. He didn't have complimentary things to say about
Simon
Houston.
I wouldn't think he would. He's never been complimentary about the Texans.
So we can play that.
So we can play it on the other side.
Yeah.
943 ESPN 97.5. Now we're going to play Craig DeSerf.
Yeah, good. Craig DeSerf, my guy. And I've been a huge Craig DeSerf fan from when I first met him, when he was a David Taylor here. And I couldn't have been more excited about who he was as a person. That's my number one thing is, look, we know that when it comes to the Chevy Silverado or the GMC Acadia or the Yukon, the Buick Encore, the Enclave, there's all these vehicles. I can tell you about how great they are, but what really makes a difference is you want price, you want selection, but you really want the people who are going to give you the great car buying experience, who are going to be there before it starts and allow you to ask questions and take over the car buying experience yourself rather than pressured, and then they're going to be there with you and for you after the process. And that's what you get. They're out in Angleton, and you think, oh, that's out in the country. Yeah, but they also have country prices. And yeah, but they're also good, honest people who are working there with them, and there's almost no turnover. People love working for Craig. They love working with the company. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC. Go to the website and check them out for yourself and find out how you can get started at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So the Ravens have seen you coming off the injury in the Super Bowl. You're getting older. Your time's up there. You end up spending time with the Houston Texans. You're reuniting with Andre Johnson.
If I'd have stayed in Baltimore, I'd still be playing today.
You think so?
I know so.
Why?
Because, man, I just had everything going the right way. I had my doctor, training, everything. When I went to Houston, it took me back to the South, and it was so discouraging. If y'all don't remember, rest in peace to him, Bob McNair, but out of respect, if y'all remember when we were going through certain things in the NFL, you remember he said you can't let the prisoners run the prison. He was the guy to say that. I saw that before. I saw that when I was there, you know,
the way he ran things, or what,
how the Houston way, so to say, that they called it, you know. And it's not the city, it's the organization, you know, at the time. And they had that old school mentality, man. You had coaches talking reckless to guys, you know. And I'm like, as a grown man, how do you let that happen? And plus, as a coach, you're not going to get everything out of that man that you want because you're talking to him reckless. I was surrounded by a bunch of guys just coming to work. It was a job. It wasn't football anymore. And for me, that was like draining. That was very draining, man. And you actually brought me in, recruited me, and asked me to tell you the things that I'm telling you. And when I started saying that stuff, they shut me off. You know, it was like, that's not how we do it. So I was lied to. I'm too old to be lied to, and I'm too old to play these games with people who, you know, say you got to play the game to get higher. I'm not playing the game. I got time for that. I go do something else.
he'd still be playing today.
That's hyperbole, sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the issues why
Ed Reed sucked when he came here.
You know, one of the reasons
he sucked.
You know, one of the reasons why
don't blame it on Bob McNair and the prisons and you sucked. You played five games here for $5 million. Stop, Ed Reed. You sucked.
And you know what happened is he didn't tell the truth about his hip, torn labrum in his hip. His hip was an issue after the AFC Championship game. And remember the Texans didn't know about it and they took a lot of heat? Well, it turns out you can't ask, like, you can't do MRI checks on veterans for conditions that they don't disclose or haven't had prior issues with. So the Texans didn't know about the hip and Ed didn't disclose it. And it ended up being a major, major issue, for him. So they actually took a lot of heat from that. But that's one of those where Ed wasn't honest as a veteran about what was going on with his health. And Baltimore, how would he have kept playing in Baltimore? Baltimore was moving on. They understood, we've seen the best Ed Reed.
No, they got it. They understood.
Ozzie
if I would have stayed in Baltimore didn't want you anymore.
Ozzie's like, it's time we got to start moving forward.
Stop.
Are you surprised we hadn't gotten a bunch of Deshaun Watson calls about the stuff that happened?
I'd like to if you all want to get
in
here.
Do you want to?
No, I would like to hear people's opinions about it. I mean, not that we can. Listen, I don't think you can form an opinion about it. Because there's not enough information. What are you gonna take Deshaun's side? Are you gonna take her side?
Well, if you form an opinion,
the only opinion I have is that Tony Busby's douchey. That's all.
What did he do to you? Did you not get invited to a party?
No, I mean he didn't buy me a pizza or anything. No, really? Listen, this is Tony Busby's MO. Let's talk about me. This is about me. It's not about you, Tony Busby. If Deshaun did this, it's not about. This is Tony Busby against Deshaun. No, it's not. Did he in any way, shape, or form harm this girl? Then if that's the case, then Deshaun Watson should pay for it. And if he didn't, then shut up. This is not a giant Tony Busby show. It's I'm going to talk about me, and I'm a Marine, and my dad, I'm a butcher, and my mom was driving a bus, and this is all about that. Shut up. Did Deshaun do this or didn't he do it?
How is he positioning himself as a little man considering how much money he's worth? Is that what he's doing?
Like, well, it feels like I almost wonder if there's another run coming where he sleeps outside with to show the homeless plight. Then he does this and makes a comment about the small man, the little guy, and he paints a picture of himself and where he comes from. It does feel like it's resetting an image for himself. So if he's doing that, for what? What purpose? Like, he's a successful lawyer. He's got a lot of money and all this and that. The only other thing I could think about is public office again. I mean, honestly, if I'm being honest here, what he said had nothing to do with the case.
Nothing.
Like, it was really like, how can I put this into?
How can I make this about me?
Yeah, and he said, okay, in a roundabout way, I'm going to say the little guy, and then I can rebrand.
It felt like a rebrand. Big guy against a little person who.
Yeah, it felt like a rebrand.
No, this is about Tony. This is about Tony. I mean. You know what? Rusty Harden and DeGaron didn't have to do this stuff. They didn't. They walked into a courtroom and they were respected for, they didn't have to, you know, a precursor about my mom driving a bus or. Wow.
So Tony, this is a civil suit though, right?
Yes, because there have been no charges.
Someone is going to have to explain that one a little bit.
Then why didn't
you? I'm not. Victim blaming, I'm not doing any of this stuff. I'm trying to understand why you go straight to civil and not criminal.
Well, and why?
Because you think you got a better chance.
According to Deshaun, if Deshaun's not lying, and I don't have any reason to believe that Deshaun is lying, why did, before this all started, he go and offer a six-figure settlement instead of...
You mean Busby to Deshaun.
Busby to Deshaun.
Well, it could be that you think that you couldn't win a criminal because there's not enough, you know, there's no other...
There's no evidence
or yeah. There's no web. There's
right.
No
well, you don't
camera.
Have to have the same evidence in a civil trial that you do in
right.
A criminal trial.
Right. So, and it maybe it would hurt right. A cause. I don't know. It doesn't mean it did or didn't happen. It might be just a strategic thing. So we'll see what other information comes out of this. My guess is this, I'm just going to take a guess that this one gets thrown out. or something happens within the next couple weeks. The idea that Houston is the organization's behind this to kind of smear Deshaun, I don't see how that helps their case. If they want to move him. Now, if your thought is it'll help. If they're misreading this situation, if Houston, let's say Houston was, I don't want to accuse Houston of doing any of that stuff because that's not what I believe.
No, but it's funny, though. You talking to people, I'm talking to people, and it's not just fans out there that are saying, Dick, Easterby's behind this, and blah, blah, blah. There are people that know stuff that are like, I won't put it past them. That distrust in this Texans organization in the football world is like, wow.
Oh, no.
It's
everyone
eye-opening.
Everyone thinks anything is possible.
Anything
he
is
feels
possible.
Like an episode of House of Cards, the way people are looking at this.
Yes.
Like, I don't think Jack pushed anyone in front of a subway train. But I mean,
I'm not eliminating it.
Does Jack have some, what was the president's name then?
Underwood?
Yeah, Frank Underwood. Does he have some Frank? Now, Frank Underwood never came off as the
South Carolina?
Mm.
Jack and Frank.
That's right.
What music are you playing?
House of Cards.
Oh, that's it.
I mean,
God, it's been so long, and it sucked so bad the last episode.
Yeah, last season was pretty terrible.
But that seems so crazy.
Yeah.
That's why people are looking at this saying, could they see, is there any chance it could be Jack Underwood? Frank Easterby? I mean,
no,
I don't
think
so.
There's
but why are so many
chance.
People thinking it's possible?
I don't know.
Well, even people who work in the league are like, I wouldn't put it past the Texans right now.
It is more damning that there's so little confidence or trust, or there's such a, to people feel so negatively towards this organization.
Let's go further on this. South Carolina, Frank Underwood, his position was lower down. What, speaker of the, minority whip, I think.
Or
right?
The majority whip, wasn't it?
Majority or minority? No, I think it was minority whip.
It was the minority whip.
Did he find ways to keep moving himself and climbing up the ladder?
Yes.
An active participant in so doing?
Yes.
Yes.
Did he bend the rules?
Yes. Did he get rid of people who were directly above him?
Yes.
All the time.
All the time. That's exactly what he did.
Was he planting seeds so that they could grow and without him being directly... related to it?
Right.
Yeah.
And
he was the majority whip.
He was a majority whip.
Yes.
Wow. I never thought about it. There is a lot of Frank Easterwood, Jack Easterby stuff.
But Jack wasn't passed over for a position. Remember, Frank got activated because he was supposed to be Secretary of State, and the president was like, nah, I'm going to someplace else. And that turned that switch to become the climber that he became.
I'm kind of with this theory. Y'all really think a dude who comes up with Jesus Crip walk on water and one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish is smart enough to orchestrate this, something this complex? Nah. Easterby ain't that smart.
What are you talking about? Easterby is the one who helped get Brian Gain out in the first place. I think
that's
Easterby
all he
was,
had to do. Oh, he had to outsmart Cal.
Yeah. You couldn't.
Wait a minute. He had to outsmart Cal.
How in the world could he possibly? Got on the plane and saved it. They were halfway down the thing with Omar Khan.
Well, all he had to do was plant a seed with Cal. Hey, we get rid of Gain. I'm
going
to go get Casario.
I can't help.
I talked to Casario yesterday. He's coming.
I can't help that his schedule straight. I can't help his schedule straight. Is he a one seed? Yes.
John,
you're acting like just because he's got a weak schedule.
Yeah.
Like he's got Cal on the schedule all the time. He's beating the brakes off of them
during the season. During the season, he was all on Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Bearcats should deserve a shot. Now, all of a sudden, week schedules don't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Or they do matter to you.
Let me tell you something.
Listen.
Jack Easterby, it's not his fault that all he has to beat is Cal. He doesn't schedule it. That's who's on a schedule. And he takes care of Cal. He covers every spread.
It's not my fault USF is on the schedule 10
it's
times.
It's not Jack's fault.
It's not his
fault. I wouldn't diminish Jack's ability to pull off these sneak. Now, once again,
I'm
double talking myself.
Yeah, guess what happens, though?
I don't think
that
happened, but now all of a sudden.
And guess what happens, though? When you go, after you play Cal, and then you got Alabama coming up, Okay, what, guess what happens?
What
you lose.
What did Cincinnati do to Georgia? They were one bad in bad time management situation from winning the Peach Bowl. So let's not pretend like weak schedules determine how good the team is.
Let's not. Okay, that was one. Jack Easterby ain't none of that.
Jack Easterby
says one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
He also convinced Bill Belichick that he should be a part of his organization.
What are you talking about?
He was a chaplain there.
No, he was. Bill Belichick, he was a character coach.
That's right.
They hired him because of he convinced them that he had to come in because of a double murderer. They hired him, and then he got elevated in that position. Then he was latched in with Josh McDaniels, who he got in with. Then he was latched in with Bill O'Brien and got Brian Gain. What you think Littlefinger is a fluke?
No.
He ain't no fluke.
No, he ain't little. He again.
Lance, if Josh McDaniels.
He's a ladder climber. He ain't. Stop.
I don't think this happened.
Jack Easterby is smart enough to mastermind this?
If he wanted to, I don't think he did it. He got you two.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Let me ask you this question.
I got to go. Let me ask you this question. Do you, just yes or no, do you think Jack Easterby was involved in this at all?
No.
Nor do I.
No.
Do you think Jack Easterby, if he wanted to, could put something together that would look like this to smear somebody?
No. No.
If he wanted to, you don't think Jack could start to get the wheels in motion to do things if he wanted to? Not necessarily a sexual, you know, a lawsuit or whatever. This is what Jack does. How are you underestimating him to this day? He's never been. You and I didn't think he would even make it through all the stories from SI. He came out stronger.
Lance, if Josh McDaniels doesn't back out of the Colts deal, is Jack Easterby with him in Indianapolis?
Yep.
So Jack Easterby went to this masseuse and said, listen.
We don't think he did.
No, we don't think he did.
No, this is the plot of your scheme.
I'm telling you, Jack Easterby
went to this girl and said, you need to accuse Deshaun Watson.
None of us said that. I think you are just underestimating the strength. You're sitting here, redfish, bluefish.
He convinced Tony Busby to take this.
We're not talking about this case.
Well, then what is it? What did Jack Easterby do?
We didn't say he did it. We're not saying he did it. We're saying
you're saying he's not smart enough to get it done. Fish and I think he would be
smart. No, he's not smart.
He didn't have the juice to pull this off.
That's not smart.
This dude got a GM in place that he wanted, and he is now locked in.
Well, what?
He negotiated the GM's contract so he can never go anywhere now.
What?
Jack is good for life.
What exactly could Jack Easterby have done in this situation beside convincing the girl to go and sue him, convincing Tony Busby to go put out an Instagram post about his mom?
Does Jack have juice? Does Jack have Frank Underwood juice?
I don't
want to
talk about Jack Easterby juice.
Does Jack Easterby have Frank Underwood juice?
It kills people.
Does he have
Kool-Aid kills people.
Does he have Frank Underwood juice? Yes or no?
No, I do.
Thank you.
No, but he can't mastermind this.
It's not that difficult.
No. He did not mastermind this.
No, I don't believe he did either. I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying it's not that difficult.
I just think
he's smart enough to do something like this.
Out of nowhere, you're underestimating Jack Easterby, the opponent.
What happens? What happens when you underestimate your opponent?
Why don't you go read Sun Tzu once?
March is here. Madness has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot, score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. Select the winners from 63 tournament games in the MyBookie bracket contest for a chance at $10,000 in cash prizes. It's only $1 to enter. Doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for a player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code BET975. That's promo code BET975 to secure a deposit bonus of up to $1,000. Promo code BET975 to claim your first deposit bonus. College ball, NBA, NHL, doesn't matter what it is. They've got you covered with all thousands and thousands of lines and odds. You can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Promo code BET975.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.